us or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Available in theaters in a couple days, the 13th of this month. It's a couple days.
On demand as well.
And on demand. Super Size Me 2, Holy Chicken, and one remember. And only Morgan Spurlock with us.
Took him 15 years to recover from Super Size Me, so welcome back.
Thank you, guys. Great to be here.
Was that 15 years ago?
Was
Super Size Me the one?
Crazy,
it was,
right?
Wasn't it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Have you, not to disparage fast food, because we do every day, we will, but do you ever go to McDonald's again after that, 15 years later?
I set foot in McDonald's while we were making this movie, because this is a film that looks at the chicken industry, and so we went there to look at their chicken sandwiches and look at how they've changed the kind of the marketing inside. So that was the first time I'd set foot in a McDonald's in 12 and a half years.
Can I ask you this question then, because that's a great point. I don't eat a lot of red meat, but I'll eat chicken, and just because I just, you know, supposed to be better for you. But if I pull through a fast food joint with my son, who likes, he can eat anything because he's only 14, I order the non-breaded chicken. So am I just, is it helping at all, or is it just stupid to me for me to think of that?
Well, I mean, anything that isn't deep fried is always better for you than something that is.
Got it.
But the problem is in America,
and we as humans,
we like the deep fried better. That's why if you look at what it's called now, it's not called fried anymore. Everything's crispy.
Right. Yes.
Because nobody wants to feel bad about eating deep fried food.
Yeah, and I won't eat the crispy because I know it's fried. I got it. But it's
so much more delicious.
Oh, I agree with you. I agree with you because I've taken my son through a Chick-fil-A before, and I'll order the non-breaded Chick-fil-A, and that's just a freaking chicken sandwich.
It's stupid.
Now, you had no idea that the Popeye stuff would come out, so congratulations on your great anticipation. The chicken sandwich is a big topic of conversation these days. It's trendy.
Some spectacular timing. Holy chicken, like pushing the momentum here.
Well, explain Super Size Me 2 then. Give us a quick synopsis of the whole movie.
You start your own restaurant, correct?
That's correct. So we started a restaurant called Holy Chicken, and so Super Size Me 2 Holy Chicken is about the path of exploring, one, is fast food healthier? Has the world changed that much that it's better for us?
Right.
And to really get into that conversation, I said, well, maybe I should just open my own restaurant to find out. And so I take you on the journey of starting my own chicken farm, of raising my own birds, to show them what it takes to get them into the restaurant on your bun, and then how do I create the restaurant, the marketing plan, the advertisements that are going to manipulate you to make you want to come in to eat it.
You start your own farm, or do you just go in and borrow some guy's farm? That sounds like a lot of infrastructure.
No, it was a lot of infrastructure. So we leased a farm from an amazing chicken farmer out of Alabama, a father and son team named Jonathan and Zach Buttram, and you see them in the film, and they are like the heart of this movie. Like, you see these guys, and you hear the story of these chicken farmers in America, and it is an incredible story of just guys who've been taken advantage of by the system, about these giant corporations that continue to squeeze them. It's a heart-wrenching but beautiful story in the middle of this movie.
So is it a situation where do you feel bad for the chicken farmers, or do you not want to eat chicken again once you see how they're raised?
No, I think that you will get frustrated with how the chickens are raised, because the huge corporations are just a machine. All they want to do is just churn out chicken as fast as we can shove it in our mouths.
Right.
You know, in the United States, we eat 9 billion chickens a year, 300 chickens a second.
Wow.
So, from the corporate standpoint, they're like, how can we make even more, even faster? Where the farmers are like, this isn't how we should be raising these birds. So you do feel bad for these guys, because they, like you and I, want birds to be better. We want chicken to be better.
Do you
and how do you make them better?
Well, the biggest thing is you got to like change that practice. You can't be stuffing 30,000 of them in a barn anymore.
Yeah.
You can't. I mean, that's how many chickens on average are in a chicken barn, 30,000. And so you got 30,000 birds that are being raised in a space where each bird, once they're full size, have a square foot that they're living in. You know, 12 inches by 12 inches. So you have to kind of change that practice from that point, and then you have to be able to, like, change the breed of birds where the birds can actually go outside and live. You know, the birds will actually want to go outside. And the breeds that we have now, these birds can't even walk. Like, they get so big that their legs will break, that they'll just fall over, they'll have heart attacks because they're growing so fast. I mean, it's disturbing.
Will you become a vegan watching the movie? Not you. Well,
no, what? I still love you. Yeah. Somebody might become a, there may be some vegans come out of this film. I'm not one of them. Like, I still love chicken. I still love a good burger.
Yeah.
But I think that, and I think part of what this film shows you is that there has to be a better way to do this. And
yeah.
I think that's kind of the mission that we're on.
I got it. I do like that mission because I like chicken. I think that they should be a little bit somewhat humane when it comes to how.
I don't know if your movie touches on this, but you know, we've been reading a lot about it and hearing a lot about, you know, the impossible foods, the meat that is not meat. And it turns out, that's just processed food, too. It's really not that good for you.
Oh, the plant-based
and it's also
stuff?
Still being deep fried. And it's also still being deep fried. So it basically becomes just a deep fried grease sponge that you get to eat.
it's just not made out of meat.
It's just not made out of meat. Listen, you could deep fry a sock and it would taste good. I think that the key is how do we create something that's good for us that you can also, you know, deep fry.
Super Size Me Too, Morgan Spurlock with us. Morgan, did you don't spoil it, but does your restaurant take off and is it going to be a chain?
Well, I will say this. Okay. I will leave it at that. It's like the film's opening, you know, this week.
Right.
And anybody who's coming through New York City, there will be a Holy Chicken pop-up that's opening tomorrow for the next 2 weeks.
Okay.
So
pop-up Holy
Chicken. Through.
Okay. Okay.
A pop-up Holy Chicken in New York City.
I love the name Holy
and
Chicken.
And we may
too.
Be just a few months away from maybe in your hometown. Maybe somewhere in West Virginia.
Maybe in a home. Maybe some Holy Chicken there may be one coming to a hometown near you.
Wouldn't
that
be funny?
And then Morgan Spurlock's deep fried socks.
Wouldn't that be ironic if Morgan Spurlock has making a ton of money off fast food restaurants?
Yes.
after Super Size Me, the original.
And,
but a fast food restaurant that actually tells you the truth, because when you walk into Holy Chicken,
I'm with you.
You walk in the door and we basically tell you that you shouldn't be eating this food. We basically tell you that the food is deep fried and not good for you.
Oh, you tell them that.
But
okay.
It doesn't stop people. Oh, yeah, we tell you that when you walk in the door. But it doesn't stop people from ordering it because it's delicious.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Were you ever sued, Morgan, when it came to the original movie? And we talked to you a couple times since then.
No, not by any of the corporations. I get sued by a lawyer who represented somebody who was in the film, but none of the companies.
Okay,
yeah,
because you covered your ass.
Do you have any theories about Popeye's running out of chicken? Because I either think that is very poor planning or just genius marketing on their behalf.
I think it's probably a combination of both. I feel like that, one, it was probably poor planning because they were like, who's going to really care about a Popeye sandwich? And then simultaneously, I'm sure they probably paid a couple guys to go pick fights in the middle of one.
Yeah. Did you at Holy Chicken? Did you tell them that the chicken was made without any homophobia as compared to Chick-fil-A?
Listen, at Holy Chicken, we believe you should get to be with any chicken you want.
I'm with you on that. Pan chicken.
Right.
And that Holy Chicken was kind of designed to appeal to those people who like the that aspect of Chick-fil-A.
And we are open every Sunday the way God intended.
Right, he did. Super Size Me Too, Holy Chicken. That's on demand. Man, in certain cities coming up on, is it Friday?
Friday.
All
Friday
right.
the 13th.
This Friday.
All right. Well, good luck, Morgan. It's always fun talking to you, and I'm anxious to see the movie. We'll check it out. Thank you,
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You. Take care.
Super Size Me Too.
He's a good documentary.
Yeah, he is. He's really
I really liked his series he had on CNN.
Yeah, what was that again?
Inside Man?
Yeah.
And I think it went two or maybe three seasons?
What do? Go in and get jobs different places?
Yeah, just you got inside different industries and different jobs. I mean, just really diving into whatever it was he was studying for that episode.
Yeah.
It was a little more
a lot of work, man.
Like a thinking man's version of Dirty Jobs.
Kind of
like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, he's just all the stuff he does is really well thought out and really well done.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. Holy Chicken. Holy Chicken. I'm hungry now, Craig. You hungry?
Mm-hmm. I often am.
Yeah.
But what are you going to do?
Later on, Sebastian Maniscalco is going to phone the program.
Do we have Dio's Holy Chicken?
Holy Chicken, one of my favorite rock songs ever, man.
What a great riff.
Yeah, that's that, yeah.
Bohemian Autopsy, one of the players to have for the 95-year-old Robert Mugabe in the Deadpool. Boner Garage Jenner gets a hit, as does Bowl Cephas, Buster Skeeton.
Apparently, Caitlyn Jenner gets reamed at the roast we're going to watch here. They recorded this past weekend. Alec Baldwin.
Oh, you mean verbally?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, the headline I read was, of course, Alec Baldwin takes a lot of crap because he's the reason they're all there. But Caitlyn Jenner just gets ripped to shreds. And you know, it's comedy, so it's going to be allowed. You know, it's a roast.
They taped it over the weekend. Yeah, and our buddy Pete Lee, you won't see any of this on TV, but he was responsible for warming up the audience before the telecast.
That was very cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, Colleen hung out with a lot of our comedy friends. She went in to L.A. on Wednesday, last Wednesday morning.
Hmm.
Saw a lot of our old friends, including Pete Lee.
Butt plug gets a hit.
Butt plug.
As does carnival personnel, cash bowls, catheter ice cream gets a hit.
Ugh.
Chewbacca from behind gets a hit, as does Clark Kent's wheelchair. Craig's biological mother gets a hit.
She's dead and didn't love him.
And not in that order.
No, not in that order.
Didn't love him, then she's
dead. She never loved him and gave him up, and then she died.
Yeah.
Cut grandma's panties off gets a hit.
Gave birth to him, too. It's just so weird.
Yeah.
And they gave you away.
Well, she didn't love him.
Yeah.
You don't keep a kid you don't love.
Yeah. He probably was planning on it until she saw him. Just a baby there, laying there, all cute and everything.
No, I'm not keeping
that. Thing.
I'm not keeping that.
Look at that thing.
Dead Hogan's Heroes gets a hit, as does the Cider family. This is Deepin.
That the type Indian part of the Cider family.
Right. And Dick Harp likes dead people, apparently.
I never heard that one. Never heard that.
Was not aware of that.
Yeah. Dick Harp. Stands behind his boys.
All right, that's all we really know about Dick Harp.
Yep.
He
stands behind his boys
and didn't get along with Will Chamberlain.
Right.
Was on this date in 1953, Swanson sold the first TV dinner.
Speaking of stuff, it's not good for you. A lot of that stuff back in the day, but we ate it, man. We loved that.
Oh, man.
I just love the turkey one, actually. I like the turkey one.
The ultimate processed food.
Yeah.
Never got into the TV dinners that much.
Well, if you'd have been our age, you would have.
But the frozen pot pies.
Oh, yeah. We ate the crap out of those.
Frozen pot pies.
I ate the crap out of those.
I'm fairly certain that silvery bowl thing that it came in was probably just chock full of cancer.
Yes.
And we're all going to find out here in a few years.
I ate a lot of those, too, puss, obviously. Yeah. But the actual ones we peel across to Todd and I grew up in that era, and so did Craig.
I used to like the fish and chips that came with soggy French fries.
Yeah, they were
French
soggy.
Fries would always turn out soggy.
But TV dinner night when you were a kid was cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it was cool. And it shouldn't have been. But it was.
That's a mom's lazy night.
Yeah, I know, but we liked it.
Very much so.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that TV dinners didn't lead to blindness. Like the story you did last week.
Right.
Where the picky-eating kid turned blind.
Right.
Again, that silvery thing that you put in the microwave
under the food.
Yeah. I don't know about that thing.
Yeah,
yeah, there was some. I think there's still some like microwave pizzas where you got to put it on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
That same kind of silvery tray.
Oh, yeah. I'll do that once in a while.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's probably not healthy. Yeah.
I think back in the day, the TV dinner was really cheap, too.
Yeah, they were.
You can still find a cheap TV dinner.
Salisbury steak was a big one. I remember that.
Hungry Man. The Hungry Man Salisbury steak.
Yeah. And then you can find more expensive TV dinners as well.
The good ones.
The better ones.
Yeah, not necessarily good.
We have some of that, the healthy crap, but it's, yeah.
Do you get what you pay for with those, Craig, or is it like pizza? It's all pretty good.
I never
good.
Get them.
They're all fine. We got some of that.
Yeah.
Healthy Choice. Sure. We have some Healthy Choice stuff up there just for quick things.
You need three or four.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're too small.
Oh, yeah.
That's why they're healthy. There's no calories because there's nothing there.
Yeah,
but I thought
four
the
bites.
Rule of thumb was, anything that can't spoil, you can just sit on a shelf for 6 months.
Well, this is in the freezer.
Probably isn't that good for you.
He's in a freezer, right?
Yeah, it's frozen. It's completely different.
It's frozen. But the old school Swanson's, you're right. Salisbury steak, the turkey was excellent. Todd's right about the fish and chips. The chips were actually a little soggy sometimes, right? I mean, the fries, I should say.
Yeah, the mashed potatoes weren't great.
No, they were in the corner, and then you had a little pie in the corner, too.
But Craig liked
corn and peas together, little
all your
succotash.
Food came in separate compartments.
Yes, they did.
So you'd never have your syrup touching your whatever.
And that's the most important thing. You can't have your syrup touching anything.
Right.
Your syrup could
except what it's supposed to be touching.
But a couple of the peas and the corn could have flipped over into the turkey, right? You don't have a problem with that.
That's fine.
Got it. Yeah, it's about the syrup, right?
It's all about the syrup.
But the syrup's supposed to touch the bacon.
Yeah.
No. No, it's not. No. Not supposed to touch the eggs either.
That's why they make maple bacon.
Yes.
Because syrup is supposed to go on bacon.
Dip it.
Sweet and salty together. It's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Are you a fan of the maple bacon?
No.
Yeah, because I'm really not either.
I really don't like it either. I'd rather have the real thing. Good bacon dipped in syrup. The way it was intended.
Just plain bacon's fine with me.
And on Sundays, too, by the way.
But I'm with Craig. I would prefer that the syrup not come in contact with my food, but I'm not going to freak out if it does. I think you're still in the stage of freaking out when it does.
I am trying to deal with that.
Anxiety is real. It's real.
Have you talked to anybody about
that? The struggle is real.
I have only talked to people who are...
On his side.
Yes, are on my side.
Yeah.
And are also dealing with trying not to freak out when...
When syrup touches the eggs or something.
Is that an issue if you go out for breakfast? Do you have to be like, no, I want my pancakes on a separate plate from the bacon. Don't let it touch.
They're always on a separate plate.
You're right. So how would the syrup get near the egg anyway?
But it doesn't always work out way. You've got to.
Yeah.
You send it back if it doesn't?
No, he freaks out.
If that happens, what you then have to do is eat everything else, and then you may syrup your pancakes.
So the syrup doesn't even get out of the bottle until everything's done.
Right.
Got it.
So the pancakes would serve as a dessert in that instance.
Yes,
it would be the
syrup,
last thing that you eat.
Yes, syrup, there's a lot of sugar in syrup. In that case, would serve as dessert.
Yeah. Now, if you want, I can spend a little time discussing this at my next therapy session because I'm pretty much cured. I've run out of problems.
You seem to be issueless.
I have no more problems left to solve, so I could spend a couple of minutes.
That's actually not true at all.
Syrup not touching anything else on the plate.
Just bring it up and act like it's your problem.
Yeah.
And that way, Craig doesn't have to go.
That's what I intend to.
Right.
That's what I intend to do.
Right. Yeah. See what she says about that.
I've been thinking a lot lately. You know, Todd seems like he's got his stuff together.
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, bring up other people's problems. You're already there.
I'm fine.
Insurance still covering it, you know?
Doc, you're great. You have fixed me. I'm perfect in every way. But these other people I know, they've got issues.
You're now a surrogate.
Yeah,
it's a $30 copay, so you can't beat that.
Okay.
Well, that's worth the price of admission for sure.
You know what I do? I skip the $30 and just stay home and deal with it. Get over it.
Well,
that's good, man.
That's
going to catch up with you.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've noticed yet.
Yeah.
But it has. If you haven't, you will.
Yeah.
The federal deficit now stands at $1 trillion.
Republicans don't care about the deficit now. They do when Democrats are in charge. That's it.
Nah.
That's a fact.
Don't matter.
Yeah, hate the facts, but
at least Aaron Hillary.
That's right.
You know what
emails.
We could be 10 million in debt. We don't have no Hillary. It's all worth it.
There you go.
Researchers at the University of California, Santa Cruz, say that many students.
Oh, the first TV dinner invented in Omaha, by the way.
That's right.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
I believe it was Swanson.
Yep.
Yes.
Soon after that was invented the big red sweatshirt.
That? Invented here?
Yeah.
Researchers at the University of California, Santa Cruz, say that many students...
Have your daughters checked into that? Your daughter?
The banana slugs?
That is a nice, unaffordable school right there.
Yeah.
Cal Santa Cruz?
They're all unaffordable.
Researchers at the University of California, Santa Cruz, say that many students are eating so much tuna that they could be injuring themselves.
Chewing on the can?
No, just the tuna.
Mercury.
Too much mercury.
Just a tuna.
They say that 54% of students are now eating tuna at least three times a week. They might be getting too much mercury.
Too much. Yeah. I like tuna, but I don't eat it.
Canned tuna, one of the non-perishables that students can eat on a budget in a healthy fashion.
That's true. It's not fat for you. How about the ahi tuna? Obviously, it's more expensive. Students aren't affording that. Does that come with a lot of mercury? Or just a can has mercury?
One assumes that tuna's anything tuna. That comes tuna, from right? Mercury-filled waters.
Yeah.
Well, if mom and dad can afford $40,000 for out-of-state tuition, they could probably get you a little ahi tuna.
Either way, though, it's primary.
Yeah.
It's just too much tuna. Right?
Still.
Tuna's good. I love tuna.
And for tuna, they say they can get it for less than $1 a can, and so the students are doing that.
Yeah, that and ramen noodles.
Because you remember, as a student, you ain't got no money.
None.
No.
No cash, for sure.
No cash. You're grateful for what you can get. Right. So if you can get a damn can of tuna for $1, you're going to be grateful.
Talking to a fisherman at, it was a guy who actually ran a seafood restaurant on Catalina Island. And the day before we had gotten there, somebody hauled in, I believe it was a 300-pound bluefin tuna.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
That's a big tuna.
It is. I'd like to catch me one of those.
Was it on the menu when you got there?
Yeah.
The next day?
Yeah. There was tuna on the menu. I don't know if it was that tuna.
Our bodies can metabolize this heavy metal, mercury, in small amounts, but an overdose can affect brain function and screw up the central nervous system. People who get too much mercury in their diets can experience memory loss, blindness, tremors.
Yeah, it's not good for you.
Can destroy the kidneys, cause respiratory failure, and even, death.
I did three of those things in California this past weekend. Tremors, memory loss. It wasn't the tuna that did
destroying
that.
Destroying the kidneys, respiratory failure.
Yeah, all that.
Yeah. And, of course, a person's weight, their overall response to mercury, and the type of tuna all play a role.
All right.
So, at first we heard the kids weren't eating any tuna because they couldn't open up the can.
Oh, that's right. That's
now
right.
We're hearing that they're eating too much because, the cans are cheap.
Well, they found out it comes in packets, too.
I got a physical today. I did a blood test last week. We'll see if I ate too much tuna. They do the mercury on that? You guys had a physical yourself, right, Puss?
Yeah,
You did the blood thing?
They don't give you the mercury.
I don't think they give you the mercury on that.
Okay, that's fine. I'm good. I'm good to go.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.